Italian gambling licensees advised to declare principal domains. Italy's gambling regulator has ordered newly licensed operators to nominate a single principal website immediately. The remote gaming and betting office within the Agenzia delle Dogane e dei Monopoli, ADM, has instructed successful applicants from the recent licensing tender to formally declare the URL that will serve as their sole business-to-consumer, B2C, site. The notice, signed by Antonio Giuliani, sets a compliance deadline of November 13 for operators to report their chosen domain and to deactivate all other domain names, mirror sites, and skins tied to the principal site. Operators must also collaborate with internet service providers to remove redundant entries from DNS records. The directive is a central plank of Italy's revamped online gambling licensing regime, which awarded 9-year licenses to 46 operators, covering 52 brands under the tender. The ADM has signaled that Lotto, Scratch and Win, and Super Enalotto concessionaires will be authorized by November 7th to operate on behalf of newly licensed online operators, further consolidating regulated distribution channels. Operators must declare principal domain by November 13. Under the new rules, operators may run only one consumer-facing website tied to a license. The measure is designed to simplify oversight of player accounts, improve anti-money laundering AML controls, and strengthen responsible gambling safeguards by eliminating parallel domains that can fragment customer data and obscure behavioral monitoring. ADM's notice makes clear that operators must communicate their primary URL, even if that site is already live. Any additional domains, including legacy portals, white label skins, or regional mirrors, must be taken out of service and purged from DNS listings. The regulator has allowed a narrow carve-out for temporary business consortiums. These groups may implement redirects for existing player accounts until December 31st to preserve continuity during the migration. Failure to comply, the ADM warns, may lead to administrative sanctions, including temporary suspensions, and, for repeated breaches, license revocation. The regulator's emphasis on a single domain framework signals a stricter enforcement posture as Italy transitions to its new licensing architecture. Industry legal experts welcomed the clarity but cautioned about the operational burden. Requiring a single principal domain removes ambiguity for enforcement and should improve player protection, said Giulia Ferraro, partner at a Milan-based regulatory consultancy. However, operators face non-trivial technical and customer service tasks to repoint accounts, migrate data, and advise affiliates. Timelines will be tight, and coordination with ISPs is essential to avoid service interruptions. Operators also voiced concerns about the impact on marketing and SEO strategies that have historically relied on multiple domains. The consolidation will force operators to rework acquisition funnels and affiliate relationships quickly, said Lorenzo Moretti, head of compliance at a European iGaming operator. If handled poorly, migration could disrupt active player accounts and conversion pipelines. Impact on market structure and player accounts. The single domain requirement is likely to accelerate consolidation of online brands in Italy and change how operators manage technical infrastructure, player verification, and customer service. For regulators and law enforcement, fewer domains mean clearer audit trails for suspicious activity reports and easier enforcement of sanctions. For players, the shift should reduce fragmentation of loyalty schemes and account histories, but continuity depends on how smoothly operators execute redirects and data migrations. Looking ahead, operators will be watching for further technical guidance from the ADM on DNS takedowns, permitted redirect types, and reporting formats. The November 13th compliance date and the November 7th A. Authorizations for concessionaires create an immediate timetable. Non-compliance will be visible quickly and could prompt swift regulatory action. Market participants told reporters they expect both operational headaches and longer-term gains in transparency and consumer protection as the new regime bedrocks into place.